Wayne is here to talk about The Miracle Worker, which opens on November 3rd. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing okay, and happy Halloween to all your listeners and to you and everybody. It's a fun time of the year.
It is a fun time, and it's when everybody brings a little theater into their life.
Very true.
And you've got a great production coming up of The Miracle Worker. Opens November 3rd and runs through November 12th at the new Hazlett Theater, just upstairs and outside of our studios across the plaza here on the north side.
That's right.
And tell us about this year's production.
Sure. Well, one of the things that's really special with this production is we're delighted to be partnering with the Pittsburgh Children's Museum for this, and because they do things with children with special needs, and with this show, with our accessibility program, we're going to be having a display at the Children's Museum about the production, and then on that Saturday and Sunday, November 11th and 12th. Audiences will be able to go to the museum lab and then see the show, or see the show and then go to the museum lab. So it's going to be a very special thing, and this is going to be happening all season. So we're really excited about this new partnership with them. With the Miracle Worker, it's an amazing story of love, of friendship, of teaching, of determination, of persistence, and basically just opening up the world to somebody who was blind, deaf, and dumb through an illness when she was 19 months old. And the teacher comes in, and through her determination and through her her tools and everything that she does and her belief in Helen, she opens up a whole world to Helen Keller. And really, it's fascinating. It's a beautiful, beautiful story and very inspirational story. And the other thing, Larry, that's really neat, and we try to do at Prime Stage, we try to enhance our productions with special things. Well, we found that there's a Pittsburgh connection to Helen Keller.
Is that so?
Exactly. And I always wondered if would there be any connection there, and it's like there is. In Oakmont, there's a William Wade house, which is still there. It's actually a private residence now that's being renovated. But she actually went to school there. She attended school there when it was the William Wade house, and she had a lifelong relationship and friendship with William Wade that she even writes about in her autobiography. So what we're going to be doing is the director of the Oakmont Historical Society, who also has a connection to Helen Keller through his great-great-grandfather, is going to be sharing Helen Keller in Pittsburgh on opening night following the performance. So people will have a chance to see and learn about Helen Keller in Pittsburgh, you know, on November. That'll be on Saturday, November 4th, following the performance. And we know Pittsburghers love things about Pittsburgh, right? So I was really excited to learn about that.
Well, that's exciting, too. So that is on November 4th, and Prime Stage's production of The Miracle Worker opens on November 3rd and then runs the 4th, 10th, and 11th at 7:30, and the 5th and the 12th, there are matinees at 2:30. You can learn more at primestage.com. Anything else? We just have a minute or so left that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I think we have an incredible cast. We have a girl who is in fifth grade, Kendall Knott, who is playing Helen Keller, who is amazing. And we've been working with a woman by the name of MJ Shaheen, who works with the deafblind community. She herself is deaf, and she's been working with us as a consultant and making sure that what we're doing is accurate, authentic, and respectful. So I think audiences will see inspirational production of The Miracle Worker. And we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Excellent. Thank you, Wayne. My best to Connie and all at Prime Stage Theater.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate this. And my best to everybody and all your listeners. Thank you.
That's Wayne Brenda, Prime Stage Theater. The production of The Miracle Worker opening on November 3rd. Learn more at primestage.com.